With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Air quality in the U.S. has long been seen as a success story. We typically see cleaner air even as we use more energy. But as WXPR's Katie Thorson reports, that's starting to change.
UW-Madison professor Dr. Tracy Holloway has been researching air pollution and how science can improve our understanding of it for more than two decades.
If you'd asked me 5 years ago, I would have said that in the United States, air quality is a good news story.
But wildfires are changing that. Take the Northwoods' normally pristine air quality, for example. A monitor in the Forest County Potawatomi community has been tracking air quality since 2002. The last several years have registered some of the worst ratings, largely driven by smoke from wildfires in Canada and the western U.S.
All across the West, we've had year after year that have had very big fire seasons. And this is changing, I think, how we think about air quality and how we strategize about ways to keep people healthy.
Part of Holloway's job is seeing how we can use satellites to better track air pollution in many forms. She's been leading a NASA team to make satellite data more relevant to air quality for almost 10 years.
I really think that this is a game changer because satellites up in space can see the air, even chemicals that we can't see with our eyes. And this is allowing us to understand how smoke plumes travel, like from Canada down to Wisconsin. It also helps us see how changes in the cars we drive and the way we make electricity have led to cleaner and cleaner air. And the fact that we can see that from space, even in areas that don't have measurements on the ground, it's really incredible.
Holloway will be talking about how science supports air quality management and how wildfires are changing that at May's Science on Tap Minocqua. It's this Thursday at 6:30 at Rocky Reef Brewing Company. You can also stream it online. We have a link at WXPR.org. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Testing for chronic wasting disease during the 2024 hunting seasons turned up some new positive cases in the Northwoods. In Oneida County, three additional positives were detected in the eastern part of the county. Vilas County had its second case of chronic wasting detected in a wild deer, as did Polk County. In total, 17,399 deer were sampled throughout the state during the 2024 CWD year, with close to 1,800 samples testing positive. Most of those were in the southern farmland zone. The DNR reminds the public there have been no reported cases of CWD infection in humans. However, public health officials recommend against consuming meat from deer that test positive for CWD. One of the inmates accused in a chain of events that led to the death of a counselor at the Lincoln Hills School in Lincoln County has pled guilty to battery by a prisoner. 17-year-old Ryan Nyblom pled guilty to two counts of battery by a prisoner as a party to a crime. He's to be sentenced August 6th. The other defendant in the case, 17-year-old Javarius Hurd, is accused of first-degree reckless homicide and two counts of battery by a prisoner. Hurd is accused in the death of 49-year-old counselor Corey Pruel at the Lincoln Hills Copper Lake Schools in Irma. Pruel fell and hit his head on concrete pavement after authorities say he was punched by Hurd last June. A former Wisconsin prison warden implicated in an inmate's death has pleaded no contest to a reduced misdemeanor count. Former Waupun Correctional Institution warden Randall Hepp was charged with felony misconduct last June in the death of Donald Mayer in February 2024. Eight members of his staff were charged that month in Mayer's death or the death of another inmate, Cameron Williams. Dodge County prosecutors on Monday reduced the charge against Hepp to violating a state or county institution law, a misdemeanor. Judge Marvin DeVries ordered Hepp to pay a $500 fine but did not sentence him to jail. Meyer's mother called the punishment a slap on the wrist. Severe weather rolled across Wisconsin last night. The storms generated a tornado warning in Clark County. They also turned out the lights for thousands of people. As of 6 this morning, more than 1,000 customers of Wisconsin Public Service were still without electricity. That included more than 500 in Vilas County and more than 300 in Oneida County. Plans to slash funding for the Institute of Museum and Library Services have drawn opposition from library and union leaders as cuts threaten Michigan's nearly 400 libraries, as well as libraries across the nation. Rural areas are expected to be hit the hardest. Crystal Blair has more.
A lawsuit has been filed on behalf of the American Library Association and the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees by Democracy Forward and co-counsel Gare Gallo. The suit asks the court to block the dismantling of the institute as directed by presidential executive order. Cindy Hole is president of the American Library Association.
Libraries are trusted anchor institutions providing Americans with access to the internet and technology, and especially in small and rural areas where people may not be able to afford those services or access in their homes.
Around 125,000 libraries across the nation may be affected. Supporters of the cuts maintain that reducing federal spending is essential for budget efficiency. They believe local governments should take on more responsibility and that cuts will push libraries to find alternative funding and improve efficiency. In Michigan, libraries provide community programs, including job training, literacy initiatives, and senior support services. Cuts to library funding could disrupt these services, which mainly assist underserved populations, such as those in rural communities. Hole highlighted the consequences these communities could face from cuts.
When we're looking at our small and rural communities, if we see a decrease in federal funding to the point of where it's a third or even a half of their budget, those libraries will have to make difficult decisions and they may have to close.
The American Library Association recently sent a letter urging the acting director of the Institute of Museum and Library Services not to cut federally mandated library programs. For the Michigan News Connection, I'm Crystal Blair.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.